Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. If you've celebrated a golden birthday, played sheep's head, or directed a thirsty friend to the bubbler, you're probably a cheesehead. The Dictionary of American Regional English chronicles these Badger State terms, as well as colloquialisms from the rest of the country. The DARE staff works out of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and Chief Editor Joan Houston Hall spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley and began by explaining which words are DARE material.
It's a reference book that attempts to include words and phrases and pronunciations and even bits of grammar and syntax that vary from one part of the country to another. So, your listeners will be familiar with the bubbler, of course, and we all know that not everybody calls a drinking fountain a bubbler, but those are the things that we include in DARE, the words and phrases that people might not recognize everywhere.
Why is it important to chronicle regional language, and how did that viewpoint lead to the creation of DARE?
Well, it's important because our language is very much a reflection of who we are. It tells about where our families have come from, what people have created our communities, what effects we've endured in our living, and it varies from place to place. So it's an integral part of our history of Americans. And the notion of a dictionary of the speech of Americans has been around for a very long time. The idea was first proposed in 1889 when the American Dialect Society was founded. What the people who were in the society wanted to do was to make a dictionary of American English that would be similar to the dictionary of English dialects that was being created in England at the time. But of course, our country is so much bigger, they knew it would take very much longer. And of course, it did. We've just published the 6th volume of DARE, and that takes us not only from A to Z, but also includes a volume of supplementary materials. So we have come a long way since 1889, and we're now working on the digital edition, which should make it very much more widely available.
What are some Wisconsin terms, maybe from the north or the west, that people here in southeast Wisconsin might not know?
Well, it's sometimes difficult to distinguish within a state very accurately, but one of the things that I think is more westerly Wisconsin than easterly is the phrase, oh, that's a horse apiece, if you want to say it's six of one or half a dozen of the other. And that comes from a dice game called horse. Of course, the bubbler is much more common in southeastern Wisconsin than in the rest of the state. Other things that vary from one area to another are things like the term lawyer for a fish. You might say, oh man, let's go have some lawyers tonight. If you did that, you'd be likely to be up in Door County or somewhere along the Great Lakes. Because lawyer is a name for a fish, which is also called a freshwater cod or a ling, or a burbot, or many other names as well.
Any other terms that might not be familiar to people in this area of the state, but that would be elsewhere?
Well, I don't know what you call the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street in Milwaukee, but in Madison, the official term is the terrace. So the newspaper will say, put your garbage cans out on the terrace on Thursday morning, or something like that. But that's a really interesting term because we discovered in doing the fieldwork for DARE that there are probably a couple of dozen terms for that particular cultural item. So in various parts of the country, it can be the parking strip, the parkway, the berm, the boulevard, the tree lawn, the terrace, the verge, the swale, all sorts of names. What do you call it in Milwaukee?
I'm not really sure. Maybe the strip of grass in the middle.
I didn't have a term for it growing up because where I lived, we didn't even have that sort of thing. So it's culturally affected, of course.
People listening right now might have some of the best known Wisconsin terms running through their heads. What are some of the words that most natives here could list off to you?
Oh, well, things like, I'm going out to get some bakery. Would you like some? When I first heard that, I thought, how strange. I thought a bakery was a place where you bought pastries. I didn't realize it could be the pastries themselves. Or go 6 blocks to the stop and go and then turn left. Well, to me, that would mean go 6 blocks to commercial establishment called the Stop and Go, not to a stoplight.
Ah.
Or if you say, I'm going by John's, does that mean you're going to drive on by, or does it mean you're going to stop there? In places where there's German influence, it means that you're going to stop there because it's from the German B-E-I rather than the English B-Y. And there are things like squeaky cheese, of course, which is common to everybody here, but I had never heard of it before moving to Wisconsin. Milwaukee area also has Spanish hamburger for a sloppy Joe. And Wisconsinites all know about flowages, but people in the rest of the country would have no idea what a flowage was.
Wait, I don't know what a flowage is. I'm from Michigan.
Oh, well, you're probably not a canoeist then. There are lots of flowages up in the Northwest where streams have been dammed or constricted somehow to make lakes, and you can canoe on the flowage. It's like an artificial
lake.
And, of course, card games, sheep's head, Schafskopf, those are both very Wisconsin terms. And Scott also as a card game. The tradition of the golden birthday is a very Wisconsin thing. Are you familiar with that one?
I've heard of it once or twice, yeah.
Yeah, your golden birthday is the birthday that matches the day of the month on which you were born. So I was born on the 21st of July, so my golden birthday was when I turned 21. But that's the kind of thing that you can talk about in another part of the country, and people will have absolutely no idea what you mean. So it's nice that it's a tightly regional kind of term. Or there are things like beeler for a mischievous child, or if kids are standing in line and somebody wants to get ahead of others, they'll say, no budging. That's a very Wisconsin thing, too, as opposed to no butting in or no cutting. Or things like, I'm going to the store, want to come with? In other parts of the country, people will be kind of waiting for you to finish the sentence. You want to come with me? But here, where there's lots of influence, not just from German, but from other languages as well, Dutch, Danish, Frisian, Norwegian, all those languages have a construction like the German mitgehen, which means go with. And so it's okay in those languages to say, want to come with. There are lots of regional terms in Wisconsin that are based on the ethnic traditions of our ancestors, too. Of course, we all know about lutefisk, whether we eat it or not, and lefse, and krumkaka, and limpa, and pierogies, and sandbakels, and kielbasa, and kalachki. All these reflect the backgrounds of our families.
Nationwide, what are some of the most comical terms that you've encountered, or terms that might be comical to us here, but maybe not to people living there?
Oh, well, one of my favorites is the way people refer to somebody they think is really stupid. So you could say, he doesn't have sense enough to carry guts to a bear. Or he doesn't have sense enough to bell a buzzard. That's in the South Atlantic. But my very favorite is one where people just embellish a phrase till it's really quite amazing. So people have fun with language, and sometimes it's at the expense of others, but that's part of our language. And I think in times when we were less literate and less dependent on schooling, colorful phrases and ways of speaking allowed people to remember things that they might not remember if they couldn't read. So the folk language is very much a part of our cultural heritage, and we've got lots and lots of really colorful phrases.
So using regional terminology, how could we end this interview by saying thank you and goodbye?
Well, we might say ufta, which is an all-purpose expression, a Norwegian phrase that can be expressing surprise or aversion or disgust or, I think, even pleasure. So thank you very much.
Ufta, then. Well, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for being on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Joan Houston Hall edits the Dictionary of American Regional English, which is based at UW-Madison since 1963. Houston Hall spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley. To test your knowledge of regional terminology, check out the DARE quizzes. A link to them is found at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take a short break, and then coming up next, writer Michael Perry shares the wisdom he's absorbed from a friend and neighbor in his newest book, and with us, next on Lake Effect. You're listening to WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.